Hi, welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we will be learning the 6th and 7th Mishnayos. Mishnah Vav says, Shlosha Devarim Amar Rabbi Yishmael V'lo Hodolo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael said three things, and Rabbi Akiva did not agree with him. Hasum, garlic, V'haboser, unripe grapes, V'hamlilos, an unripe wheat, Shiriskan mebaod yom, if these things are being crushed to extract their juice while it's still day, meaning before Shabbos. Shirabi Yishmael omer yigmor mishetechshach. Rabbi Yishmael says that one may continue to do so to have the juice come out even after Shabbos begins. For Rabbi Akiva omer lo yigmor, but Rabbi Akiva says he may not do so. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Yigmor. He may complete the process. Since he is extracting the juice and he cut these things up before Shabbos, he can allow the juice to continue coming out and use it on Shabbos. And it's not like juice that comes out from a fruit on its own, which the rabbis prohibited out of fear that someone may come to squeeze the fruit in order to get it out. So if you have an apple and it's dripping apple juice, you can't squeeze the apple to get more apple juice out. So therefore, you're not allowed even to use what comes out on its own. So it's not like that. Dahacha afilu yischot lek isura diaraisa. Because here, even if he were to squeeze the garlic, there would be no biblical prohibition violated. Mishum demashkin asumamela. Because the juice is already coming out. Lo yigmor. Rabbi Akiva says he may not finish. Kedei lacho la'achar shekita shayom. In order to eat it after it's already Shabbos. The Asurin Kishar Mashkin Shazavu, because he says it's prohibited like any other liquid that comes out on its own. Bahalacha Rabbi Yishmael, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva, we follow Rabbi Yishmael, and such a thing is in fact permitted on Shabbos. Mishnah Zion. Shlosha Devarim Amru Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Three things were said in front of Rabbi Akiva. Shnai Mishim Rabbi Eliezer. Two of them were in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'echad Mishim Rabbi Yoshua. And one was in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Shnayim Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, the two in the name of Rabbi Eliezer were Yotzeis Isha Be'ir Shel Zahav. A woman may go out on Shabbos wearing a city of gold, which was a type of tiara sculpted to look like Yerushalayim. The second thing was Umafriche Yonim Psulim L'Edus. People who fly pigeons for a living are not allowed to give testimony. Ve'echad Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and the one in the name of Rabbi Yeshua was Hasheretz Bepi Chulda, if there is a creepy, crawly kind of creature that transmits tuma, and it's in the mouth of a weasel. Umihaleches agabi kikara shel truma, and this weasel that's holding the sherets in its mouth walks on loaves of truma. Suffik nuga, suffik lo nuga, and we have no idea whether or not the sherets touch the loaves of truma. Sveko tahor, then it is considered clean in this case of doubt. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Ir Shel Zahav, a city of gold. Ateres Zahav, Aisuya Kamin Ir Tsuras Yerushalayim. So it's a crown, a tiara, made of gold, and it's shaped like the city of Jerusalem. Velo Chashinan, Dilma Shalafa Umachuya, Uvaasi Lasuye, Arba Amos Bereshus Harabim. And we're not concerned that she's going to take it off in order to show it to a friend and accidentally come to carry it outside in the public domain. Why not? Let's look in the Tosos Yantiv. The Sava Rabbi Eliezer, Man Daraka Lamifak Be'ir Shel Zahav, Isha Cheshuva. Someone who's going to wear such a thing is a woman of importance. She's a dignitary. This is not a garment or piece of jewelry that regular people have. So she's obviously someone of great importance. Be'isha Cheshuva Lo Meshalfa U'machiyah. And a woman of such importance is not likely to take off her jewelry and show them to friends in the streets. That's just not classy. So that's why we're not concerned about this particular piece of jewelry. Back at the Bart Neuro, U'mafriche Yonim, people who fly pigeons for a living. Min mimine haschok im hiktim yonas chaliyonasi etein lecha kach bakach. So it's a type of game. Basically, it's pigeon racing. If your bird beats my bird, I'll give you so and so much money. Perish acher. Another explanation. Shmagado yona milomedes lahavi yonim lebeis baleha. It's someone who teaches a pigeon to lure other pigeons back to his house. V'yesh behen gezel mishum darche shalom v'lo gezel gamor. And this isn't really stealing, but people don't look upon it favorably. So it's considered stealing in terms of people getting along with each other. So even though it's not actual stealing, they prohibited such a person from being a witness. Finally, Suffolk Nugga, Suffolk Lo Nugga, Sveko Tahor. If the weasel has the sherets in his mouth and we don't know whether the sherets touch the loaves, we consider them pure. Mishum de Tuma Overishi, because it's a passing form of impurity. Veno Nacha Bemakom, and it doesn't rest in its place. Hilkach Sveko Tahor Vafilo Brishus HaYachid. Therefore, in a case of doubt, we rule leniently that it remains pure even in a private domain, which in a case of doubt normally would be lenient in a public domain and stringent in a private domain, but because it's passing tumah, then we rule leniently even in the private domain. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yeches and Tes.